Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Linton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or search us on Facebook. All right, so let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, friend, super mom, business advisor at KaylaRoof.com, and creator of the Work From Anywhere Business Academy. Miss Kayla, I'm excited to have you. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
I know. Well, we were talking before we started recording that this is the first time we've connected, so I'm so excited to have this opportunity. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Absolutely.
All right, so before we get started, one of the fun things that Audrey puts together when she puts together my questions for this is a fun fact, and this one is killer. So I have to ask you, you sang on stage with Justin Timberlake, girlfriend, we got to hear the story.
Yes, okay, so my first trip to LA, I was a senior in college, and we got tickets to a fashion show through a friend of mine, and we were pretty pumped just for this fashion show because it's LA, you know. All right, this will be a cool thing to do there, right?
Yeah.
And when we get there, a bunch of guest celebrities show up. So my first trip to LA, and I get to see like a room full of celebrities. And, you know, then all of a sudden people start getting on stage and performing. And first Pharrell starts, and he throws out a drumstick. So I also have a drumstick from Pharrell that I got to take out.
Oh, my gosh. And how cool is that? Okay, cool.
It was pretty neat. And then Justin Timberlake gets up there, and it was a small venue. There weren't that many people. And he gets started singing his new song at the time. This might age me big time, which was Rock Your Body.
Yes!
And he pulled us up there to sing with them, and this song had just come out. Now, I know every other Justin Timberlake song except this one, because it just came out. So I just stood up there and sang, like, Watermelon the whole time and faked it.
Oh, my gosh. How yes. cool is that?
It was one star-studded first trip to LA, that's for sure. Like, no other trip has really, you know, leveled up to that one.
How can you top that? That is so freaking cool. Oh my gosh. Well,
that's my claim to fame. It, you know, every time someone asks one of those questions, they're like, tell two truths and one lie, something like that. We did that at MOPS this week, and that one's always a good one.
Well, and who would have guessed? I mean, that is so cool. It was funny when Audrey, she goes, did you know that she sang with Justin Timberlake? I was like, what?
And by saying, I mean mouthed watermelon.
You know, whatever. Whatever. You were on stage with Justin Timberlake. Who cares? And I will definitely age myself and say I was a huge Justin Timberlake fan when he was a bit Backstreet Boys. So there's that. So let's dive into the meat of our talk today. So tell us how long you've been a military spouse and how many PCSs.
Okay, so my husband and I have been married for 11 years now, and we've had 6 PCSs during that time.
Oh, congratulations.
We survived.
You made it. I know. Reuben and I celebrated 10 this year. We'll be 11 in January, and I'm like, oh, since when did I get to the seasoned spouse section of my life? I always looked at the senior spouses as like so old, and now I'm there.
Yes. And then when I start talking, I'm like, no. I mean, I just got started. Oh.
I know. I'm right there with you, girlfriend. So how has military life impacted your career?
Well, in the beginning, everything was going great. I had a career in television. I was in advertising, sales, and marketing consulting for local businesses. So everywhere we moved, there was a television station. So it was really easy to find a job wherever we went. But after that third PCS, third TV station, I was so sick of starting over all the time. Mm-hmm. I would work my way up to rock star status at one station, and then 3 years later have to start over at a new station and prove to my new bosses my worth all over again. So when we were in Jacksonville, Florida, I had finally had enough of that, and I thought, you know what, there's got to be a way to do what I'm doing now, but from home. And that's when I started my first business, which was my marketing and advertising agency.
Yes. Okay. All right. Girl, we share the very similar path. I, too, jumped into that freelancing for marketing and advertising. So tell us about that. How'd that go?
You know, it was awesome because I realized, wow, what freedom in this. Like, I get to be home with my kids. Whenever we move, I just let my clients know I'm able to do whatever I do from anywhere. And it worked out really well. And so my career has blossomed over the last several years. And I've grown from one company to now I'm technically running four right now. But it is, entrepreneurship has been the key to making a career as a military spouse at this point. I love it.
I love that. I love that perspective. I think entrepreneurship in general for a lot of military spouses is scary, and they don't know where to start. So take us through your journey. Tell us about KaylaRoof.com and the Work From Anywhere Business Academy that you started. And I want to hear about all the businesses that you got going because it sounds like you're a busy woman. So tell us about that.
Well, after I started my first business and really had that humming, I like to call that like my baseline, mm-hmm. I then started a blog and realized I could monetize that pretty quickly too. And I thought, you know what? This is great that I could start a business and then another and have income coming in, you know, while raising my kids. And at that point, I had military spouses that started asking me about starting their own businesses. Mm-hmm. And at the time, there were hardly any resources available. This was before Facebook groups even, okay? So I decided to bottle up all those years as a marketing consultant and that MBA in marketing and entrepreneurship that I went to school for when we were on shore duty in San Diego. I was really trying to find a way to pass the time there. And combining that with my knowledge of not only starting my own business, but the work I had done previously, you know, at the television stations and things like that. That knowledge and bottling what I know and turning that into a way to help others and to help military spouses. So that's why I created the Work From Anywhere Business Academy. And it's a 24/7 online learning center mm-hmm. for spouses to go from the ground up. So that's okay, I've got skills, but what do I do with them? How does that actually translate to a business? Mm-hmm. So we first really start with like, what do you love to do? What, you know, makes your heart sing? What are you passionate about? Or really, who do you want to serve? So for me, I really switched gears because my marketing and advertising agency was working with doctors and lawyers and the type in, you know, home improvement companies. And I had worked with them for years, but there was a switch, you know, in my heart to really wanting to dive into the military community because I saw, and I'm like, you know what? I can help these people. Mm-hmm. So that's how I made the switch. But that's how everybody else that's out there wondering, you know what? Can I start a business? It's just starting with, okay, what do you want to do? Yeah. And then there's always a way to turn it into a Work From Anywhere business.
Oh, 100% agree.
We live in such a technologically advanced time that you can take any idea and really turn it into a business that you can work from home. And that's what's so cool.
Well, and I do love that. And I think you hit on a major chord. We are fortunate enough to live in a generation where the technology allows us to create a business that we can run from anywhere. So I think 10 years ago, military spouses didn't have this ability. And now it's there. It's here. And if you've got an idea, you can create it online and you can really create something that you can take no matter where you go. So you're not dependent on starting over every duty station. I love that.
Absolutely. I mean, look at everything that you've done too out of all of your skills. Like, this is awesome. The fact that we're having this podcast right now, like, you've been able to take all of your skills and experiences and bottle those up in a way that really affects others. So it's amazing and anyone can do it.
I love it. So the next question I have for you is, obviously you've touched on it, but stopping consulting and doing your own business, obviously it's a mindset shift. And my favorite quote of all time is Maxwell's quote, which is, jump and build your wings on the way down. So, and I tell anybody that's on the fence, they're like, I don't really know. Should I leave my daytime job? Should I do this thing? And I'm just like, there's never a good time. It's kind of like having kids. There's never a good time. You just do it. And you figure it out on the way along. You build your wings on the way down. So what was your deciding factor?
You know what? I would say that, let's play the military. You want to do that this time? Why not, right? So we were supposed to be PCSing anyway. So I was thinking, we had a PCS coming up, and literally in like 3 months. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and quit my job now and start this business because I need to start it now because we're moving anyway. So I just need to go ahead and do it. So because we were PCSing, well, I quit my job, started my business, and then they're like, no, you're going to stay there another 2 years.
Gotta love the military.
Okay, but it was awesome. Like, I'm so glad that they did that because it really made me, I'm like, you know what, now is the time. Like, if I'm going to start it, I'm going to do it. And so you just have to take action and just jump right in.
You really do.
You just got to do it and go full force into doing it.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I blame the military too. If the military never moved me to Colorado, I probably would have never started Mill Housing Network. And I definitely wouldn't have done it in as fast a time as I did it because the military gave me a deadline. It was like, you're moving. Yeah. Find your business partner, girlfriend.
They're really good for that.
Yes, yes. I feel like major life events make you just make the decision and stop thinking about it. Otherwise, most people never make that decision or get over that hurdle.
You're right. Absolutely right.
PCS-proof businesses. I love this. I always talk about how people can think outside the box in real estate because it really can be. For a lot of people, if you get outside the box and think about it differently, a PCS-proof business. So I want to talk about this. This is an idea that our listeners are really interested in learning. So what is your recommendation for a military spouse that's wanting a PCS payoff business or a PCS-proof business?
Okay, so my first recommendation that we touched on earlier is to find what lights you up and really figure out what it is you love to do and who you want to serve first. Then once you have that, we can show you how to turn that into a PCS-proof business because there's so many different ways between selling physical products, digital products, you know, becoming an influencer, blogging, and there's so many different ways, offering services that you can do that, one-on-one coaching, consulting, writing, books. There's just so many different ways to what I like to call monetizing your brilliance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can take all of that and really figure out this style of business for you too. At first, I started off with just offering services. And then I said, you know what, there's got to be a way to leverage this. So that's when I got into digital products and services. And then just this year, I launched a physical product-based business with a family member of mine. And now we do selling on Amazon. So once you learn the basics of starting a business and you learn how to market yourself, which is all figure-outable, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not difficult. You just have to figure it out. Then you can really take your business to the next level and expand it into all these different types of PCS-proof businesses.
Yes, yes. And I love what you touched on, multiple streams of income. This is obviously something that's preached in the business world, and it talks about creating multiple revenue streams. And I think what you're talking about, your PCS-proof business, you can create, and I think when people start getting outside the box and thinking, I have to have one business. No, you can create multiple revenue streams. And once you've created one business, it's so easy to create others because it's the same model. Same concepts. It works. It's just a different product or service that you're marketing.
Absolutely.
Love it. So I want to dive into mindset. This is a question that I get asked a lot. I'm sure you do as well. And we've touched on it almost in every single question. People that are hesitant to make the leap. I could probably take one or two calls a week just on military spouses that don't think it's the right time for them to jump into real estate. And I'm constantly pushing people to shift their mindset. You've got to get into action. Just move. just move. It's never going to be the right time. What is your advice for people that are hesitant to make the leap?
You have to go for it. You have to take one step today towards building that business of your dreams. And whether it's grabbing a free resource, whether it's going to GoDaddy and start searching domain names, or planning out what it is you're going to offer, you have to start taking action today. There's never a good time. It's not after, you know, I have this baby, or after we move here, or after this deployment, or wait until they deploy, or wait until shore duty. There's never a good time. There's always, today is always a great time for taking action. And you have to bust through those blocks. We all get them. We get them from time to time. Even now, even seasoned entrepreneurs still get, you know, there's days that you don't feel like as motivated as you do before, but that's why your why is so important. Mm-hmm. Your why has to be bigger than these blocks. Why do you want to start your own business in the first place? Is it to help your family? Is it to give your children a better life? Is it to, so you can afford that third row vehicle you need to buy? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it for you and your family that's so important? So I encourage everybody to write that down and put it somewhere where they can see it every day so they can remember their why is bigger than whatever they're feeling that day or whatever has come up that week.
Yes. Oh, I love that you touched on that. That's one of my favorite books. When I very first launched my business, finding my why is the big motivation factor. And I'm so thankful that you touched on that, because there's many days when you don't want to get out of bed, or a baby's barfed on you and you've got to run to a meeting and you're like, why am I doing this? And if you've got your why up on a post-it note or on your phone, or, you know, hanging in your house or in your office, and you say, okay, keep moving. You know, the why really does motivate you in those times of weakness.
It does. It really does.
I love it. Well, if our listeners want to get connected with you to learn more about any of these amazing businesses, so talk to me about some of these businesses, how people can get connected with you, because you launched a product you're selling on Amazon, but you didn't tell us what it is. What are you doing, girlfriend?
That one is a hilarious one. This particular product came out of a heart to help a cousin of mine. My cousin he invented a product and did not have, you know, any marketing experience. So I said, you know what, I will help you bring this to life and build your website, and we'll just see what happens with it. You know, I just really wanted to help my family out. And so we partnered with them on this, and the product is the Poppet Pal. You may have seen it. It went viral back in February.
It's the what?
It's the Poppet Pal. It is a pimple popping simulator.
Oh.
And it's so gross. It's so hilarious. And we had no idea. I was like, listen, we're going to help you bring this thing to life and we'll see what happens. And then, I mean, it was all over the world. Selling thousands within 2 weeks. So it went crazy, and it's been an adventure this year for sure, and diving into the land of physical products. So we've got that going now, which has been really fun. And then, which has been really fun to market as well.
I bet.
So it's been interesting. But if anyone wants to find out more information on how they can build their own PCS-proof business, I have a ton of free resources over at KaylaRoof.com. And if you go to KaylaRoof.com/resources, you can grab my ultimate list of PCS-proof business ideas. You can join my free group. And there's also a training on 15 ways to monetize your brilliance. There's a lot of good stuff over there. So definitely want to check it out.
Love it. Well, Kayla, this is amazing. You know what? I think I have seen a viral video on your Poppet Pal. You all need to get a partnership with Dr. Pimple Popper on
TV. That is one of those products that's highly polarizing. Either you're like, this is awesome, or this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
But what a fun thing to market. I mean, I've always been in the service marketing industry, and so I always joke that one day I'm just going to do products, so it's different. But it seems like it would be fun.
It is fun, that's for sure. Interesting reading the comments, I'll just say that one.
I'm sure it is. Well, Kayla, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being a guest with us today. I really appreciate it. We got to have you back again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So if you want to get connected with Kayla, we're going to have all the links to her website in our show notes so you can get more information and links to everything that we talked about today. You're going to want to go over to millhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast link, and look for Kayla's episode. And while you're there, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors if you're going through a PCS, or request to be an upcoming guest on our show. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly podcast alerts so that you can stay in the know, my fellow PCS warriors. I'm Lindsay Linton. I want to thank everyone for listening today and joining us. And I invite you to listen to our next episode next week, where we're going to be interviewing another awesome military spouse. So, Kayla, thank you again so much for visiting with us today. And we want to wish everyone an awesome day today. Thanks, Millhousing Nation listeners.